From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde told Nigerian lawmakers Wednesday that the fund does not support foreign exchange restrictions and that any such measures should be temporary. She made the comments in an address to senior Nigerian parliamentarians during a four-day visit to Africa's most populous nation. The country has introduced foreign exchange curbs and allowed only limited devaluation after prices for its oil exports collapsed. Christine Lagarde said additional exchange rate flexibility, either up or down, can help soften the impact of external shocks, make output and employment less volatile, and help build external reserves. Ivory Coast's government resigned on Wednesday. It's a move that President Alassane Ouattara said would bring more efficiency to the West African state just 2 months after he was reelected. Prime Minister Daniel Kablan-Duncan presented his resignation and that of his government. As we hear here, it was to have been the first cabinet meeting of the year and a move that observers said was expected. A new cabinet is to be put in place in the coming days, targeting greater cohesion and more efficiency of government action, according to President Ouattara. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers in the international forces in the country's capital. Mbangui, the head of the mission, as you hear here, said he was determined to track down and punish the alleged culprits. He says he's deeply shocked and deplores it, and he says his concerns go beyond people's reactions. VOA News.